Time to turn our attention to hidden history. Love this. Look at some of the interesting places and characters around our fantastic area. And to do that, we have Charles Fay, historian, with us. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
I don't know whether there's ever been any stats done or whatever, but it would seem to me, just anecdotally, we do tend to churn out a lot of politicians from Central Victoria.
Yeah, quite a lot, and including Harry Sutherland Whiteman Lawson.
Good old Harry.
Harry, yeah.
Born in Denali and went on to run the state.
Yeah, with great difficulty, actually. But, yeah, he did run the state. And he was born in Denali, as you said, and his father was a Presbyterian minister who retired to Castlemaine, where Harry grew up. And went to Castlemaine Grammar School and sort of spent some brief time at Scots College in Melbourne, but came back to Castlemaine when his father died. And guess what? He was first elected to Parliament in 1899 when he was at the grand old age of 24.
Wow. Jeepers. Well, you know, he'd want to do something for fun. I mean, they grew up as Scottish Presbyterians, so I don't reckon it would have been a laugh a minute around the house. I mean, he just wanted to get out and do something else.
Well, unfortunately, I think he retained a lot of the Scots Presbyterianism throughout his life.
Oh, okay. So where did he go on from there? How did he sort of get into politics, as it were?
Well, I don't know why he first stood, but he stood against his former headmaster, beat him in 1899, and remained a member for the Castlemaine sort of Kyneton district from 1904 to about 1928. Mm. Now, I love this though, Mark. When he first went to the Parliament, he didn't do very much, and one of the Melbourne papers said that his role in Parliament signified the loss of a good footballer for Castlemaine and in return a poor politician.
Oh, damn. That's a nice backhander, isn't it? He was a very good footballer, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, he was indeed. And a very good cricketer, I think, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, having said that, he did in the second half of his parliamentary career, he became much more active. And he was actually premier of the state from about 1919 to 1924.
Did he do a good job?
I think he did a very good job in those years. The politics of the time was very unstable. You know, the Young Country Party was emerging, which we now know as the National Party, and holding majorities in Parliament was difficult. But as premier, he introduced the SEC, which the State Electricity Commission, which for most Victorians was a great boon, giving them household electricity. He was responsible for setting up the Forest Commission, which basically did a lot of important work to sort of rehabilitate Victoria's forests in the 1920s and 30s, set up the Melbourne Metropolitan Tramways Board, and was very keen to support state rivers. So I think as a politician, he did a lot of good.
Yeah. Obviously, pre-TV days, eight kids?
Eight kids, yeah. And one of them actually eventually wrote a biography of his father, and another, unfortunately, was killed as a sort of RAF airman in the Second World War.
Yeah, very sad.
I think you might consider this a bad thing. One thing he refused to do was during the First World War, the government introduced early closing of pubs. So pubs closed at 6 o'clock, and Harry Lawson, when he became premier in the 1920s, refused to budge on that issue. I don't think it was until the 1970s that we got civilised drinking hours.
Jeepers. I don't know why you would suggest that I'd be against that, Charles. What are you trying to infer?
Nothing, Mark, nothing.
I'm just going to pour a bit of Shiraz over my Wheaties while we play the next song. No. But, yeah, interesting character indeed. And lived till 77, died in 1952. So, yeah, interesting. All right. Well,
he also served in the Senate for a couple of years as well. So
okay.
He served both Victoria and federally.
Yeah, so local and state, he was very much a man of public service, which is great. And, of course, one of ours from Central Victoria.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
All right, Charles, listen, as always, very interesting. Thanks for that. We'll have a chat next week. We might next week might talk about the Kyneton Botanic Gardens. I went for a walk through there yesterday, actually, on my way back from Melbourne. And beautiful and big as well. So maybe a bit of homework for that one, eh?
Okay, catch you on that one next week, Mark.
Good on you. Thanks, Charles Fay. Hidden History on the Wake Up Call.